Helmut Newton was a master of photography, in strong demand from magazine editors and fashion houses in France. But he honed his skill as a photographer here in Melbourne. And it's the Melbourne connection that's the subject of our next story, as Graham Kimlow speaks to curator Kathy Pryor of the Jewish Museum of Australia about the upcoming exhibition of 200 pieces of Newton's sometimes erotic, often provocative photographic imagery.
I'm speaking with Kathy Pryor. Kathy is a curator with the Jewish Museum of Australia. That's here in Melbourne. And the reason we're talking to Kathy is because tickets are about to go on sale for a quite unique exhibition. An exhibition of somebody I didn't know had spent time in Australia. That's Helmut Newton, who I suppose, being polite, one could say was a very provocative photographer, but he actually worked in Flinders Lane in Melbourne for a period of time. Kathy, this is quite an exciting development for the museum, and I imagine it'll have a pretty wide audience.
It's a fantastic exhibition, Graham. We're really excited about being able to bring this to Melbourne. The exhibition is in partnership with the Helmut Newton Foundation in Berlin, and we're showing some original works that are coming from Berlin of Helmut Newton from his Private Property series, which was a series of photographs that were taken in the 1970s and 80s. So there's 45 of those prints coming from Berlin, especially for this exhibition. But broader than that, we're telling the story of Helmut Newton's life, really. We're exploring his Berlin childhood, his Jewish roots, And as you mentioned, the time he spent in Australia. For people who don't know, Helmut Newton was actually born Helmut Neustädter in Berlin in 1920 and grew up in Berlin and experienced the rise of Hitler in that city and in Germany, and fled Berlin in 1938 and ended up in Australia. He came out on the Queen Mary. He'd spent a couple of years in Singapore prior to coming to Australia, and came out on the Queen Mary and was actually interned as an enemy alien to Tura in country Victoria.
Oh, really? And he came on his own, obviously.
Yes, he came on his own. He was only, well, when he left Berlin, he was only 18 years old. And when he arrived in Australia in September 1940, he was 1 month shy of his 20th birthday. So still very young, a very young man. His family, his parents, also got out of Germany, out of Berlin, but they headed for South America. Interestingly, Helmut was actually headed for Shanghai. That's where he was headed when he left Berlin, but he disembarked in Singapore. His photography skills were actually sought after, and he worked for a time as a newspaper photographer, though by his own admission he wasn't terribly good at that. Oh. And that he set up his own photographic studio, a small photographic studio in Robinson's department store in Singapore. He was, you know, billing himself at the age of 18, 19 as a society photographer from Berlin. So he wasn't short of ambition.
No, or chutzpah by the sound of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And he was really striving from a very young age to be a famous photographer.
Well, he certainly did things a little differently, didn't he? You've only got to look at the images to see, you know, the way he posed certain models. And I know he shot a lot of what you might call provocative or even erotic material, but even his fashion stuff was quite striking in the sort of poses, like some that you've sent through to show us, a man and a woman, or man meets woman. That's just quite an incredible concept that he's brought to life through the camera. Do we know where he learned his photographic skills? He obviously was very young.
Yes, he did an apprenticeship with a well-known studio portrait photographer, avant-garde photographer in Berlin called Eva. Eva was very well-known in Berlin in her day. She tragically died in a concentration camp. She didn't get out of Berlin at the outbreak of war. But he learned so much from Eva. He left school at 16 and he did his apprenticeship with Eva and experienced that photographic world through her eyes.
Right.
And you can really see the influence of Eva on his work, on his fashion work. She was credited, I suppose, in a sense of being one of the first fashion photographers when fashion was moving away from hand illustration and moving towards being, you know, illustrated by photography. You have to think, you know, this was the 1920s and 30s, so this was a relatively new thing for this to occur. But of course, Helmut, when he came to Australia, set up his photographic studio at 353 Flinders Lane in Melbourne, where he worked for quite a number of years. He did have a stint at British Vogue in the late 1950s, came back to Australia, was actually involved. His photographs were in the first edition of Australian Vogue in 1959, and then he went back to Europe in 1961, headed to Paris and spent the rest of his life overseas.
Right.
So it was really, I suppose, that time in Paris from 1961 onwards where he really started to push the boundaries of what fashion photography could be. He did feel quite stifled in Australia in a lot of ways. This was 1950s Australia.
So
you can imagine that it was very conservative and he did want to do different things. So he really did challenge the orthodoxy of what fashion photography could be. And the magazines and the fashion houses would go to Helmut because they knew that they would get a different take. And it's interesting when you read about his childhood, he was actually for a while interested in working in the movies. And you can see that scene setting in his photography. His photography sort of tells a little story. And as you mentioned, they're quite provocative. They can be quite erotic. And there is a controversy surrounding his work about the way women's bodies are displayed. And there is a conversation to be had about that. But it is interesting that he did have these fantasies that he wanted to bring to life through one singular photograph.
So would you say that he sort of honed his craft in Australia but really made his name in Paris?
I would say so, yes. I mean, Australia was really laying the groundwork for him. He moved into photography work here in Melbourne and he did do some interesting work here. We've got some beautiful Helmut Newton photography as part of our exhibition that was taken in Australia.
Oh, that's good.
So He absolutely did do some beautiful photography in Australia, but he was yearning for something more and he did find that in Europe and also the States where he became very well known as well.
So his work was direct to a client, whether that's a newspaper or a magazine. Did he hold any exhibitions here in Australia?
He did hold a couple of exhibitions in Australia, interestingly. The first one that I've come across in our research was actually at the Rhode and White Library at Melbourne University.
Right.
And this was in 1950, if I've got my dates correct. And of course, he'd married June Brunel, who was an Australian actress, and she would go on to become a photographer in her own right, Alice Springs, under the pseudonym Alice Springs, which is a wonderful Australian pseudonym.
Yeah.
And so he moved in these theatrical circles in Melbourne that June introduced him to. And his first exhibition that we can find a reference to was some of his theatre work. And where in the exhibition, we've got some of this theatre work on display, some beautiful photographs of Tivoli performers, of a couple of ballet dancers.
Wow.
So you really start to see how he's being inspired by the female form in particular and the theatrical nature of these performers. And so that was his first exhibition that we've come across. And he also did another exhibition in Melbourne in 1953 with Wolfgang Sievers, who was another well-known photographer at the time, and his contemporary. And together they did an exhibition called New Visions in Photography at the Federal Hotel in Melbourne.
Oh.
And that was a little bit different in the sense that it was fashion work, but it was also industrial because Helmut Newton also did a very large commission for the Shell oil refinery in Geelong. And there's a huge collection in the State Library of Victoria that is about that work. And we're showing some of those beautiful photographs in our exhibition.
The depth of his activity in Australia just doesn't seem to have been plumbed yet. I noticed he did some work, by the look of it, with Max Dupin, who was a Sydney photographer.
Well, he was photographed by Max, actually. There's some beautiful photographs that are in the State Library of New South Wales collection. The negatives are in their collection. And we have got some beautiful prints of those photographs. And they're of Helmut Newton and his wife June that were taken by Max Dupain in the late 50s in Sydney. So there's a really interesting connection there with this photographic world that he's moving in.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Kathy, how many images will be on display?
We have a total of 200 items in our exhibition.
Okay.
Not all of those are original items. There, some of those are archival material from the National Archives of Australia. We have Helmut Newton's German passport, for example, and some of his documents from Singapore. Okay. So there's a real collection of things in the exhibition. So some original works, some works by other photographers that speak to Helmut Newton's work, some beautiful enlarged reproductions that are quite stunning in the space, and of course the amazing collection that's coming from Berlin and some original Newtons from his time in Australia.
Now, this is at the Jewish Museum.
Yes, it's 26 Alma Road in St Kilda.
Okay. So will the exhibition go for some time, Kathy?
Yes, it opens to the public on the 29th of April and it runs until the 29th of January next year.
Oh, that's so a good space of time for it, isn't it?
Plenty of time for people to come along and have
a look. Absolutely. And if people want to get tickets, how do they do that?
They can head to our website, Jewish Museum of Australia's website, and all ticketing information is on there for them to book tickets.
Probably not a show that you would encourage children to attend, but what's the situation?
We do tend to say for people to use their own judgment on this, but we are very clear there is nudity, there is erotic nature to some of these images. So our general guide is 16 and above, but we do leave it, of course, to parents' discretion on that.
Sure.
But certainly we wouldn't expect it to be suitable for very young children.
So has this caused any controversy in the Jewish community?
Well, listen, we'll wait and see. We're very open to having these conversations with the community, and we're open to debating these topics alongside the exhibition. We've actually got a series of talks and events that comes under our banner, A Spotlight on Helmut, that will be exploring some of these issues surrounding his work. And we've actually invited some younger practitioners to respond to the way, and writers to respond to Helmut's work. So we're very open to having these debates.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. And congratulations to the Jewish Museum on putting all this together. I imagine there's quite a few months, if not a year or more, of work to get it all together.
Well, it's been a fantastic project to work on. And yes, you're right, it has been many months in the making. So we're extremely proud to have this exhibition on here in Melbourne, and we're hoping that lots of people will come and see it and have that conversation about Helmut Newton's work.
Well, I certainly look forward to coming and having a look myself, and for any of our listeners who would like tickets, they're available now, Kathy, aren't they?
That's right. Just head to our website and you can book a ticket.
Kathy Pryor from Jewish Museum of Australia, you're one of the curators there. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and your time with us today.
Thanks so much, Graham. It was lovely to be with you.
Graham Kemlow there with curator Kathy Pryor. The exhibition Helmut Newton in Focus opens on April 29.
This is the Travel Writer Show on J Air 88 FM in Melbourne.